still with the Patriots? Or?
I mean, well, the question was, who won last year? That was an honest opinion. I mean, if you, who had the better year last year? I mean, if you throw that many touchdowns and you won the last head-to-head, then you got to say you had the better year last year.
You consider yourself lucky to have gone from Brady to Manning, and how much does that figure into a guy's decision when you know your quarterback is
It definitely was key. I wanted to go to a winning program, whether it was staying in New England or coming to Denver, man. And part of a winning program is definitely your quarterback. So, man, it was – once Denver came in the picture, man, it was like almost a no-brainer for me.
Wondering if Wes gave you the – how to transition from a Patriot to a Broncos sort of 101 when you first got here.
Oh, nah. It's, I mean, it's just like switching schools and stuff. We all done switch schools, you know, switch teams. It's football, man. The locker room welcome you so good. You don't even know you had a new team.
Is it hard to be a leader when you're new to the team and help out other players?
I think it comes naturally. If you're a leader, it's going to come out to you naturally. You're going to get comfortable, and it's going to kind of naturally come out of you. It's not hard.
You have a receiver that's been the toughest cover, but when you go up against him, you say, man,
I had my hands full this whole time. One day I got DT, the big, fast, physical receiver, and then the next day I got the next play, I got the shorter, quicker, speedy receiver in Emmanuel. So, man, it's great work out here, man. It's just getting ready for all opponents, you know, getting ready for everybody.
How about before you got here, when the NFL games, who were some of the toughest guys for you?
The guys who you would name, you know all the guys, the Calvin Johnsons, the A.J. Greens, the Julios, you know. The guys who come to your mind, the same guys come to my mind.
Coach said that about 75% of the base defense is installed and a lot of heads are spinning. Do you feel that way, especially being?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're scrambling out here. We're putting a lot of work in the classroom, coming out here, trying to translate it to the grass. Biggest thing is just knowing where the other guys is. You know, you kind of know what you're supposed to do, but it's more than knowing what you're supposed to do. You got to know where everybody else is so you can know how to do your job a little bit better, you know, so. That's kind of the phase we're in right now.
Language a lot different?
It's different. It's different, but, I mean, that's the easy part, man. Just translating the language is the hard part.
Do you enjoy being a guy that gets put on an island, playing press, being sitting when the coordinator says, take this guy out? It's in a pass-happy league, that is such a weapon where you can say, hey, you, go take this guy out.
Yeah, it's competitive. Definitely. It's competitive. I like to compete, you know, so. Anytime I get a chance to be mano a mano with somebody, that's all competition, man. I love it.
Does it help having Chris here? I mean, I know you went to play briefly together in college, but you had a successful year in Kansas. You know him. Does that help in terms of?
Yeah, he definitely. Chris helped me out a lot in the classroom. Like she said, some new language had come. Chris had put it to me in something that we had in Kansas. It's like this. We play like this. So he helped me out a lot. Like, okay, so that give me a better understanding on what the Pacific play is. So. He definitely helped me out a lot in that classroom so far.
Were you the big brother to him in Kansas? And
yeah, I was the big brother. I'm still the big brother, but, you know, little brother could help out a little bit, you know.
You talk about shutting down some top-name wide receivers. You shut down Jimmy Graham. It's almost impossible to do. Do you have confidence that when you play a guy like Vernon Davis this year, you can cover those elite tight ends?
I'm just doing whatever the game plan is, man. Whoever Jack tells me to guard, whatever zone he tells me to guard, man, I'm just – going out there and doing my job to the best of my ability, man.
How's it been going against DT so far?
It's been good, man. DT done took me deep a couple times, you know, him and Payton. You know, it's good work, though. It's great work going out there with them, man. That's going to do nothing but get me ready for the season.
Do you feel healthy now, whatever the injury kind of was or wasn't at the end? Is your health where you want it to be at this point?
Health is great. Feel great, man. I'm out here moving, running with E-Man, DT. If I can run with them guys, then I must be feeling great.
How's the communication with the whole defensive back from the other corners?
I was getting there. We all kind of, well, half of us is learning as we go, you know, so it's getting there. It could be a lot better. It could be a lot sharper, but it's definitely getting there.
And some of the younger corners like Kayvon, Bradley Roby, Tony Carter.
Yeah, those guys still learning. They still learning as well. I mean, TC probably got the best understanding out of the defense, out of the guys you just named. But we're learning, man. We're learning together, and we're trying to put it together, trying to just get better every day.
How much do you want to be known as a better defense? I know you weren't here last year, but so much focus is on the offense here. Did you guys kind of want to carry your weight?
Yeah, I mean, as you see, the defense got to carry their weight if you plan on winning it all. You know, if you plan on accomplishing your goals, both sides got to hold their weight. So, I mean, that's how I go, man. It's offense and defense.
Do you enjoy the trend where cornerbacks are getting paid like the best
Yeah, they is the best players in football, man. That's on hard. I can't throw a ball 15 yards. So I know how hard it is, man. They the best players in football, man. That's how I go.
Every locker room, every team is different. What are the biggest differences between New England and Denver?
It's a totally different team, man. It's a totally different atmosphere. I couldn't even tell you what the biggest difference is, man. It's just different.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thanks, Keith.